This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live. We're broadcasting worldwide. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I intend to open the phones up again today on the 28th day of September 2017. Wow. Trump has really delivered in his proposed tax cut, once-in-a-lifetime plan, as he dubbed it yesterday. We're going to be airing his remarks coming up later in the hour. Getting rid of the estate tax. Beautiful. Absolutely amazing. That will energize so much more money, not going into the government coffers, but going back out into private hands. Going from 7 tax rates down to 3. Cutting taxes massively on the middle class and poor people. There's talk of tax increases on the wealthy. At the same time, cutting corporate tax from 35 to 20. And that will bring back in trillions of dollars outside of the country. The globalists set our taxes as the highest corporate tax in the world to make it prohibitive to do business in the United States as part of the globalist strategic plan. That's admitted, by the way. So you turn our coal back on, you cut the corporate tax to be competitive. He wanted it lower than China. It's now basically right at the same rate as China, if we even get this cut. So, yes, China, the communist, have a lower corporate tax rate than the so-called capitalist. You heard that right. So we're going to be walking through all of this today. Also, more and more, Congress and the Attorney General are closing in on the Clinton crimes as they try to bring down Trump for made-up garbage. Lawmakers set sights on Obama and the unmasking scandal. Also, there's reports that Anthony Weiner is frightened of prison beatdown because of pedophile label. Oh, the pedophile label. Just look at Anthony Weiner. He's not just a convicted sex crimes individual. He looks like what you would imagine in your nightmares as the kind of person that talks to kids, you know, about getting in their car at the playground. I'm not saying Weiner ever did what Jerry Epstein, his good buddy, did, or what Bill Clinton has been reportedly connected to. Oh, no. Or Comedy Central making jokes that I say the Clintons are into voodoo. They just say it in 2 of their books and all over the news and go down and take part in voodoo rituals. But see, they're not the weird ones for doing that. I'm the weird one for reporting on it. That's right. If I go to someplace in the Pacific Ocean and show you aborigines that headhunt and eat people, I'm the weird one for reporting on it, not the New Guinea headhunters. See how that works? If I bust Jeffrey Dahmer kidnapping people and eating them, I'm the bad one, not Jeffrey Dahmer. So if I report on all the Clinton voodoo garbage, well, just have Comedy Central come out with their new fake news show and just say that I made it up and then don't show where I showed all the proof. And I haven't gotten around to going after that show. It's on 5 nights a week. I've only watched 5 minutes of it, to be honest with you. And I just can't even bring myself to watch it, but I'm going to try as best I can. Because when you look at it, they say, we stand for nothing. We believe in nothing. No, that's you, the mercenary globalist, not us. And just keep acting like you're the big intellectuals and you're the big smart guys and keep making fun of grassroots citizens, you know, for, quote, reporting from their living rooms. I saw like 1 minute of what they had last night, making fun of people because they go, we're the news reporting from our living room. As if people giving their views, their opinions, or videotaping events that happen or going to their city hall aren't as important as the dirtbags at Viacom. So just keep telling us how you're the establishment and that we're idiots, but you're fighting the establishment because you're the resistance. Everyone sees through your garbage. We'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Thursday, the 28th day of September 2017. Again, this year is already very long in the tooth. Seems like it just got here, doesn't it? We have the Navy machinist who years ago took a picture of himself inside a nuclear submarine and served a year in prison for doing one millionth what Hillary Clinton did, and it became a big national topic back during the campaign when Trump brought it up. He's now asking the president for a pardon. I think it's a great way to bring up the fact that if Hillary got away with what she did, he shouldn't get in trouble when it wasn't meant to endanger U.S. national security. He's going to be joining us for 30 minutes, start of the next hour. But before we go any further, I'll also have open phones throughout the transmission. We also have real tyranny unfolding in Catalan. in what is northeastern Spain, Catalan police ordered to close polling stations to stop vote. Spanish central government shutting down secession that is wildly popular, over 80%. So there's no way to stop that. The people will separate themselves, just like Brexit. They may fail in this round, but the very oppression itself will trigger the corrupt Spanish socialist government's defeat. And it is the socialist policies that have angered Catalonians, who are classically conservative, very Christian, that are against the Islamic invasion as well, and they produce, even though they're only like 15% of the population, 40% of the wealth and taxes of Spain. And it's always been that way. Now, with more than 92% of votes in Iraq, Kurdistan is backing independence as well, and Turkey's dictator is threatening a military invasion or to cut off their food as well. That's been a historically pro-Christian area of the Muslim world. From all the military I've talked to, the Kurds are good people, continually being bullied by all sides. They deserve their own country. But Turkey's threatening a full-on invasion, so we're going to look at that as well. A lot happening with the economy. Also, the New York Times, this came out a few days ago, and I missed it. And one of the producers, Matt, said, you know, Daria pointed this out. You really ought to cover it. And they're right. Why I admire Anthony Weiner. I didn't say that before the news clips that. That is the New York Times. That's a convicted child sex crime operative. That is a guy connected to huge pedophile rings, and they love him and they admire him. He's a poor baby in the New York Times. I'm going to tie that in with some other reports that deal with this, because Comedy Central has a new show that attacks me daily, 5 days a week, called The Establishment. I mean, what it is it's the establishment trying to pose as the resistance, claiming that we are the establishment and they're the resistance, but it's the big Viacom company that promotes the sexualization of children on Nickelodeon, MTV, you name it, Sumner Redstone's wicked outfit, weaponized television. They have this new ridiculous transmission called The Opposition, and in there they make fun of me saying that the Clintons are involved in voodoo. That was their opening salvo a few nights ago. I haven't watched it since then. And it's just every second is bull. I mean, I have the Washington Post, the New York Times, saying that the Clintons engage in voodoo. There it is. Washington Post. The time Bill and Hillary Clinton went to a voodoo ceremony in Haiti. But it wasn't like they went there as anthropologists or sociologists. They partake in it. I've got articles out of the L.A. Times 20 years ago with Hillary doing it. I've got one of her best friends saying they kill people with hexes. Breitbart reports on that. They're into the occult, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, both parties. It's a fact. So we're going to expose that coming up. People deserve to know what's going on. You had all these Hollywood stars saying they were doing hexes on Trump and calling for him to die. I'm not the Fruit Loop that's calling for this. They're the Fruit Loops that believe in it. They're the ones doing it. We're reporting on you, the little pseudo-intellectuals. So we're going to be breaking it down. And in past times, when I report on them attacking me, they do copyright strikes directly from Viacom, saying I can't even play clips of these dirtbags and respond to them. Well, you know what? To all you chicken-neck pseudo-intellectuals, we're going to do it. All right, let's get into the big meat potatoes issue. Tax reform. I have the United Unified Framework for Fixing Our Broken Tax Code from El Presidente. And if he can actually get this through, it would turn the entire economy in this nation around. The problem is, once it gets to Congress, they're going to monkey it. And they're even talking about trying to raise taxes, hijacking this plan, and they'll blame Trump. No, this plan is excellent, especially if you freeze spending increases. This would pay down the debt very quickly. The problem is they cut taxes and then they increase spending as well. You have to stop the spending increases, and then you've got to trim the bad areas of government, and you've got to then turn loose the power of the American people. So they got the Goldman Sachs Trump advisor already on TV saying he can't guarantee they won't raise it on the middle class. Well, the tax plan says they'll only raise taxes on the rich. Well, the way this is written, it gets rid of the loophole so the really rich can't get out of it. And so I'm all for it, ladies and gentlemen. Turn loose the poor folks, working class, the middle class. Get rid of the estate tax. That's a nod to wealthy as well as poor and help this country get back on what made us great, low taxes, low regulations. But let's hear from some of the president's speech last night when he announced a lot of this. Here it is.
This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and I guess it's probably something I can say that I'm very good at. I've been waiting for this for a long time. We're going to cut taxes for the middle class, make the tax code simpler and more fair for everyday Americans, and we are going to bring back the jobs and wealth that have left our country, and most people thought left our country for good. We want tax reform that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-family, and yes, tax reform that is pro-American. It's time to take care of our people, to rebuild our nation, and to fight for our great American workers. Indiana is a tremendous example of the prosperity that is unleashed when we cut taxes and set free the dreams of our citizens. This state has claimed a powerful competitive edge built on low taxes and less regulation. And are we cutting regulation? And businesses all across the country have taken notice. In recent years, Indiana has welcomed dozens of companies fleeing high taxes and high tax states. Thousands of new jobs and massive capital investment have followed, meaning a better quality of life for the people of Indiana. All of this is possible because the people of this state have made a decision. They chose to make Indiana competitive again. They chose, and their choice was so important. It included electing a governor who you may have heard of, who signed the largest income tax cut in the state's history, our very, very terrific person and terrific Vice President, Mike Pence. It's time for Washington to learn from the wisdom of Indiana. We need Washington to promote American jobs instead of obstructing them. That is what I've been working to achieve every day since I took office. That is what I talked about on the campaign trail. Already we're seeing the results of an economic policy that finally puts America first. Unemployment is at a 16-year low. Unemployment for African Americans is near its lowest point since the turn of the millennium. It's really a fantastic thing to see. Wages are rising. Optimism among manufacturers has reached all-time highs. GDP growth last quarter reached 3%, way ahead of schedule. Nobody thought that was going to happen for a long time. And this quarter, I believe, would have been better, but the hurricanes will have an impact. But other than that, it would have been, in my opinion, even better. Your government is working for you once again, not for the donors, not the special interests, but the hardworking, tax-paying citizens of our country. America is back on the right track, and I see so many red hats. Make America great again. That's what we're doing. Make America great again. But our country and our economy cannot take off like they should unless we dramatically reform America's outdated, complex, and extremely burdensome tax code.
That's right. It's designed to keep us down. We'll be right back with more and Congressman Scalise.
Nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers. Today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99 with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Alex Jones here, back live. Louisiana Congressman Steve Scalise, after months and months and months of recovery that he almost didn't make it back from, he's now had his return to Congress today. And he, again, had to go back into the hospital repeatedly because of infections. He was shot by a high-caliber rifle, along with several other people, obviously, when a madman, who CNN basically said was a hero, who wasn't a terrorist, went looking for Republicans to kill. And then top Democratic strategist celebrated it, and they said that we need to go out and hunt Republicans, hashtag hunt Republicans. Truly sickening group of people. But he has returned to Congress for TV viewers. We're rolling some video of that. Let's hear what Fox News had to say. Go ahead.
Can't hear words, but what we can see in the center of our screen is a man who spent a lot of time in ICU and on life support walking down a hallway with some aid there and with a little bit of a limp. But Steve Scalise is back in the House, and he's already met today with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan said a few moments ago when asked how that meeting went that he was brought to tears. He said, "I'm no John Boehner. I was babbling. I was trying hard. I have no words to describe it." Let's listen to the applause.
Coverage of it.
So, Sandra, this is a monumental day, not only for him, but for others who have been recovering from that and for the members there in the chamber to be able to be with him and give him support.
This is his first public appearance since that shooting at the congressional baseball practice.
And, of course, a lot of Democrats have been hoping that he would die publicly. And then when one mentally ill person runs over a poor young lady, all conservatives and all libertarians are at fault, even though we're not calling for violence, but the Democrats call for violence, and then they're good when it happens. And then CNN has guest on saying the shooter wasn't evil, was just fed up with Trump. What's going to happen if folks go, "Hey, are those CNN reporters?" And then shoot a bunch of them and say, "Hey, I'm not evil." I don't want that to happen. CNN's already politically dead, just like MSNBC, just like Nickelodeon, just like Viacom, just like Comedy Central, just like all the dirtbags. People are aware of who they are. We're breaking with them. The NFL's committed suicide. All these parasitic groups are on their knees. So let them be violent. Bring them to justice. We're not the violent ones. They know it. They can't stand it. And I'm telling you, the next card they're going to play is false flag yet again. But no matter what they do, the American people see through it. Now, here is a sneak peek of Congressman Scalise giving 60 Minutes the first interview, and it's coming up this Sunday. So here's a first look with that interview.
It was just after 7 a.m. on June 14th at a ballpark in Alexandria, Virginia, when a team made up of Republican congressmen went from shagging balls to dodging bullets.
Is that guy been shot? Is he okay?
That guy was Congressman Steve Scalise. This cell phone video was among the first images of him that day. The last was him being wheeled on a gurney to a helicopter, clinging to life. He spent most of the next 4 days unconscious.
I found out later just how much damage was done internally. You know, I mean, my femur was shattered. The hip and pelvis had serious damage where the bullet went through and, you know, did some damage to areas that had to be shored up with steel plates, and they did a phenomenal job of rebuilding, you know, kind of the rebuilding Humpty Dumpty. I mean, there was a lot of damage inside that that had to get fixed.
They put you back together again.
They put me back together again.
60 Minutes is one of the only mainstream media outlets that still has giant audiences. Megyn Kelly destroyed the NBC program she was on. Now she's destroying the morning show she has. Horrible ratings, horrible critics' reviews, just unwatchable crap. Her worshiping the total failure joke, Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane. I mean, these people just don't get it. We're rejecting them all. But I understand why you go on a 60 Minutes. They're going to make it a softball interview about how he survived and what a great story that is. And probably have a little bit of anti-gun stuff mixed in, not from Scalise, but from 60 Minutes. And I really wish folks more and more would just not even give 60 Minutes the time of day. But they're not as vicious as some of the other magazine shows, and it's why people still watch it. It still has some aura of being a real investigative report, and the others don't. But they still color manipulated Stephen Bannon. They still lit him from below, just like NBC did me. They just can't help the dirty tricks, but we'll see if they do those to Scalise. Again, 60 Minutes is an example of all the other establishment media. Don't be so obvious about it, and people will still watch you. But they don't want to be beat over the head by your anti-American crap. But hey, you're not going to listen. I'm not going to interrupt our enemies as they are destroying themselves. More on the big tax cut plans, Obamacare, and more They're saying he's going to kill with an executive order. That's
the
Trump.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no one, it's a not good, it's a your desperate alibi. It's wrong, what's wrong? I've already heard this song before.
So happy that Congressman Scalise lives. And when I saw the thousands of tweets, I mean, just hundreds of pages of them, and prominent people saying they hoped he died, and when I watched mainstream corporate media be completely silent about all the viciousness, and actually witnessed CNN and others talking about how the guy that attacked him did what had to be done, it just makes you realize that these globalists have been dominating and parasitically controlling America and feeding off Americans, these different elites, while they try to domesticate as many Americans as they can to make us controllable. So the parasite can control the host. They want to turn more people into parasites. So it becomes more of a symbiotic parasitic relationship, where we can't live without the parasitic controllers because they've so infected us with their political and economic and cultural and religious satanic systems. And I love how Comedy Central makes fun of me and goes, Jones claims it's a satanic communist world government conspiracy. So which is it? Is it satanic or is it communist? Well, they're one in the same. Dehumanizing people, enslaving them, taking their free will, taking people's labor, giving it to other people without them being able to direct where it goes. That is satanic. It's one and the same, meaning evil, meaning corrupt, meaning immoral. But again, they play constant semantical games where they feed on their ignorant viewers, where they think that people aren't intellectually intelligent, and so they create little mental fallacies in the mind and then expand out from there, just burrowing in as much as they can to basically scramble communications and to lessen the larger palette of words that individuals are able to use and communicate with. They're at war with language. They're at war with freedom. They're at war with families. They're at war with independence. They want you to be their captured slaves. And the WikiLeaks and all their documents admit it. I want to get back into the president's tax cut. And then Rand Paul, Trump will take executive action on health care after Senate failure. He's come out and said, well, what have we been publishing for 8 months? That all he's got to do is not let them raid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And that if he can stop them from raiding Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the hundreds of billions of dollars a year they use to prop up Obamacare, that the federal government would not have followed its agreement and the whole thing decouples and implodes. Plus, it's already imploding where many states only have one provider who can then jack up prices as high as they want. That's why on average it's doubled. In some areas, it's quadrupled the prices. And massively increased profits of insurance companies who wrote it. It's a giant scam. But all the Democrats do is sit back and say, oh, we're defeating the Republicans by keeping Obamacare in place, like they're winning score points in a baseball game, when the Republican elites, the Democratic elites wrote it, and it's been a screw job. I mean, there's no getting around the fact that Gruber, that helped write it, said it's a ripoff to triple prices, and thank God you're so stupid. And thank God you have no attention span. Thank God you're so distracted. And I'm up here saying, please don't be distracted. Please don't be distracted. Please don't be distracted. Please don't let them screw you over. It's crazy. But Rand Paul predicted Wednesday that President Trump would soon move on his own to make health care insurance more affordable after the Senate failed again this week to advance any bill to reform federal health care policy. Paul said on MSNBC that he thinks Trump would move to reinterpret an existing law in order to make it easier for people to buy health insurance across state lines. And that, of course, will let you have competition and will lower prices. What a horrible, greedy, hateful thing Trump's trying to do to take our children's health care and make sure children can't have heart surgery, like Jimmy Kimmel says. Just made up, waving a bloody shirt. We deserve free health care like Cuba or England. They don't have free health care. What they don't have is health care. That's why they come here. You pay out 20-30% of your paycheck into it, and then you don't even get it. Oh, but it's free. Oh, but there's a two-year wait on that brain surgery. That brain surgery is 99% operable for that tumor, but only within 6 months, within 2 years, 90-plus percent of people die. I mean, those are real parliament debates I've watched over and over again where even Tony Blair would admit, yes, I'd agree, it's unacceptable that we're making children wait 18 months to 2 years for a surgery that, if not done within 6 months, normally kills the child. I agree, we're going to fix it. But our national health care services is a wonderful crown of socialism. And then I've got to hear, we deserve free health care just like England. It's not free. Venezuela's got free health care. You can't get it now. It's not free. It's like saying I have a free imaginary cake here. and everybody can have a slice of it. You know, like imagining you're having it. Oh, is it chocolate cake? Is it vanilla cake? Is it rum raisin cake? And you're just getting a slice of it, and here, have your imaginary cake. Oh, communism's so good. Socialism, oh, it's so good. And, of course, it always works for a while till you run out of other people's money. And I know our audience knows this. But imagine not being informed and really believing, as some trendy millennial that watches Jimmy Kimmel, that kids with heart defects don't get surgeries. There are hundreds of major charities. The hospitals are supposed to be charity hospitals. You know, when you walk in most hospitals, it says on the billboard, Catholic charity or Lutheran charity. Hospitals were always supposed to be charities. Then the doctors were paid, the nurses were paid, but there was no profit in it. And if someone didn't have money, it was free. And they would check your credit, or they would know you were in the standing. And they'd come in and say, your child needs surgery. It's going to be handled by the hospital. But they never tell anyone this. I have a friend who had Crohn's disease, and his insurance kept kicking him off, and he couldn't get it through the city of Austin because the city wouldn't cover it. And I said, under charity care, under law, these charity hospitals have to do your surgery. You know, let's say you're making $40,000 a year, which he was, the city. And I said, that, you know, counts as basically blue collar in a town like this. You can go show them your pay stubs, your taxes, what you've done, and they're going to make you pay a fraction of it, and the hospital will pay for it. And he goes, my doctor tells me that doesn't exist. I said, your doctor's lying to you. He was trying to give him some prescription that cost hundreds of dollars per pill. It's called Remicade. It didn't even work, but it turned his immune system off. And I told my friend, I said, you need to go to the charity hospitals. He goes, well, they don't say charity. I said, they're basically all charity hospitals, unless it's a private clinic. And he finally went, and they said, yes, we do charity care, but we recommend that you go back to the state you're from for the surgery. They've got even better there in New York City. And he went, and the top Crohn's surgeon in the world did his surgery. And all he had to pay for was like $500 for the cost of autoclaving and cleaning the instruments. And I mean, he just couldn't believe it. He said it was true. No one would tell me. My dad managed hospitals. My dad managed over 150 dental clinics. Okay? My dad testifies in the legislature and writes papers for Congress. I know, okay? I know all about health care. All about it. See, I've already gone off on a jag. It's just, it's so frustrating because under Obamacare, you know what it lets the hospitals do? Get out of the old laws and the old regulations. You know, everybody talks about Ron Paul was such an incredible guy before he retired from being a OBGYN and delivering babies because he would work at least a week out of the month at a charity hospital every night and deliver up to three babies a night for $2 a night. You know why under charity hospitals they did that? They paid for you to get food at the hospital kitchen. And Ron Paul, famously, would get paid $2 a night, and this was in the 80s, in Houston, to deliver babies. That was for coffee, water, juice, a hamburger, whatever. $2 a night. And why did Ron Paul go and do that when there wasn't even a law in place? Because when they went to medical school, they told him, this is what you do. One-third of your time, it's free. Now, my dad still did that in dentistry, and he had a line around the block of people wanting the free dental care. And then the companies he worked for, he practiced as well. Under law, if you manage stuff, you got to practice. So he still practiced 2 days a week. But he would still say, you know, you have to pay for the actual dentures or the actual pieces that go into your teeth because that has to go to the company, but I'm doing your care for free. And people said, well, we've never heard of this, or I used to hear about this, but why doesn't this happen? And he said, well, things have changed. That's what you're supposed to do. Rich people are supposed to pay more for health care. They're supposed to endow hospitals. They're supposed to endow public baths. They're supposed to endow bridges. They're supposed to build infrastructure. Oh, but instead, we have the federal government to do it, and then you don't get it. And so under Obamacare, do you know what you get? You get it written by the insurance companies and big hospital groups to shut down all the small hospital groups, all the clinics, consolidate control. Because under Obamacare, if you don't have lobbyists in Capitol Hill, they SWAT team raid your hospital and say you're giving out too many opiates or you're not filing stuff right or you're involved in Medicare or Medicaid fraud and shut you down. That's what we live under now, is a mafia. And so my dad's gotten out of health care because it's impossible unless you go start paying off the federal regulators, and it's all legal. You start going, giving money to Congress and going to the meetings in New York and D.C. and Los Angeles and Chicago and meeting around in the big boardrooms and meeting around with the regulators and getting on congressional, you know, committee advisory boards. You don't exist. You got to go get at the table with the big boys, and then no more charity care. No more nothing. Gouge everybody. Rip everybody off. And then they got the nerve to stick Jimmy Kimmel up there on television to tell you, oh, my son had heart defects, so you're basically killing kids if you get rid of Obamacare. And Jimmy Kimmel just doesn't know the facts. Jimmy Kimmel reads off a teleprompter. Jimmy Kimmel's a funny guy. They let him be a comedian. I'm not against Jimmy Kimmel. And I said in a report, I said, I hope that Jimmy Kimmel finds out why congenital heart defects are way up. Just type in birth defects way up in the West, and it's birth defects of the heart, you name it. And I said, I hope he and his family find out why that's happening and help people find out the cause, chemical runoff, vaccines, you name it, so he can use his platform to stop this. What did the media say? What did George Soros say? What did Media Matter say? They said that I said I was blaming him for the birth defects. What? I say, please, Kimmel, find out the facts and help people. Find out how fluoride's causing heart defects and brain defects in utero. That was CNN last week. I told you 20 years ago, had top scientist on. Hey, Kimmel, I told you, I said, look at fluoride. Are you drinking fluoridated water? Maybe your next child won't have these problems. I'm trying to help you. But see, you don't want my help. There it is, fluoride exposure in utero. Linked to lower IQs in kids, study finds. They'll just edit this together and put it on Comedy Central to make it look like I just attacked Jimmy Kimmel again, because they're bad people who are counting on you not paying attention, not being involved, not being informed. They don't want you to know the score. Now, before we go any further, we need to be funded. I'm going to come back with more on the tax cuts and more on the repeal of Obamacare. And it's all a train wreck. It's all a mess. Once you get government involved in health care, once you get regulations, once you get government putting money in and they can force people to pay whatever they want, what's going to happen? If corporations can force you to buy a product that you've got to have, what's going to happen to the price? I'm going to say that again. If corporations can force you to buy a product and there's no competition and you got to have it, what's the price going to be on it? Astronomical, sky high. And when the public's ignorant about it, you're going to pay the most for prescription drugs in the world and then wonder why you do. It's because government let them do it by not letting the competition in. They'll cover up new deadly vaccines but hold off drugs 10 years that they know undercut the price and effectiveness of all the others. It's a fact. They want to keep chumping you until the end of time. Now, one big thing for pregnant women and everybody else is real minerals that aren't synthetic but that are bioavailable, and we've got it. The very best fruit punch mix out there, naturally flavored, amazing, great for your children, great for yourself. It's Vitamin Mineral Fusion, sold out for months. Now back in stock and out of the gates, 50% off. It is a great deal. It's concentrated. It funds our operations for a limited time only. Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. It's difficult to get all the essential vitamins you need in a day and stay as healthy as possible, plus the minerals, plus the cofactors, plus the amino acids. Well, this product has it. For a lot of Americans, we can go without all the minerals and vitamins we need, which can cause health issues daily. That's why we created Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulas, now 50% off for a limited time only. With Vitamin Mineral Fusion, you can get all the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that it needs, that your body needs, for optimum health with a great-tasting formula that will keep you coming back for more. Take advantage of the great savings today and reach your optimal health with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, that sale can go for a week or so because we got a lot of it in. Caveman is about to sell out in strawberry and in chocolate flavor, and when it's getting close to selling out, I'm going to remove the 50% off. It'll just be the normal 10% off. It's concentrated bone broth from chickens, highest quality, and then it's turmeric, concentrated organic, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, concentrated alfalfa, and more. InfoWarsLife.com. Just experience the stamina, the energy, the meal replacement. It mixes great with our high-quality, low-cost, very affordable whey as well. Check it out. 50% off InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. But 50% off now, 40% off on the Vitamin B12 Secret 12. Take advantage of that.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Well, for anybody saying that Trump hasn't delivered. He thinks he has the votes in the House and Senate for this tax reform framework that he's put out. And it does stuff like doubling the tax write-off for married families with children. It does things like cut taxes on the middle class and poor working folks. It cuts the corporate tax massively down to 20%, making it globally competitive. It gets rid of the estate tax. It gets rid of a bunch of loopholes that rich people and big corporations use to keep their money offshore and to avoid taxes. I mean, if you want a classic Americana JFK-style plan, this is very similar to what JFK had in place, minus the estate tax. Imagine somebody dies with $20 million, and you give $17 million of it to the government. Is that fair? And it forces people that own businesses or factories to break them up. And that goes back to laws they had in some areas after the Civil War where they wanted to break up plantations. So they said, you can't give all the property to one son. You have to break it up and sell it off. And so it's a very, very communistic idea. I mean, I don't like the fact that you got the Walmart heirs, each one of them worth like $60 billion. And you add them all together, it's like $400 billion. It's just ridiculous. And it is asinine. And they use deals with China to bring in slave goods, but they've got big, giant American flags hanging up everywhere, so it's supposedly okay saying made in America. That's right. Six Walmart heirs hold more than 42% of Americans combined. That's obscene. Because Walmart is a parasitic organization. But if you look at Walmart compared to Amazon, they're nothing. Amazon's anti-American, anti-gun, pro-globalist. At least Walmart's kind of neutral. It totally exploits China, worse than Walmart even does, and is even causing Walmart to fall apart. Because at least Walmart does hire a few people regionally. It's killed all the small towns, but it's we're going from one cancer to something even worse. And that's why it's so essential that we don't just go to the big Facebooks and the Twitters and the Googles. They're like the Walmarts and the Amazons of news. That we go to the Infowars.coms and the Newswars.coms and the DrudgeReport.coms. But also, you need to start your own websites, your own platforms. Just report on stuff about what's happening locally. Give your opinion. Shoot a video. People are interested in you. McBreen was showing me this yesterday. I meant to actually give it to the crew over here, but I forgot. He's over on the / TV side. And he was showing me this black Facebook channel, black guys, that are just mainline. They're not liberal or conservative, but they just common sense. I was like watching it. I forget the channel name for like 30 minutes last night. I couldn't turn it off. It was just really common sense. And their average video has like 2 million views. They have one video with 38 million views this week talking about the NFL. And you could put those guys on CNN, and CNN would go from having 1 million viewers to 10 million within 1 week. But CNN won't do it because they don't control those guys. It's not that I'm even that good, folks. I've just been around longer than other folks. That's why it's so exciting just to see all these new people popping up that are just unbelievable. The problem is as soon as they get really big, Facebook starts shutting them down. But it's like whack-a-mole. You can shut down everybody. More folks are going to pop up. People are sick of establishment. They want straight-up common sense that isn't conservative, it isn't liberal. It's just common sense, Americana, working together, being decent. We'll be right back with the second hour.
GCN Live.
In fact, I'm going to find out the name of those that channel.
You deserve it.